The National Employment Law Center just released statistics that show that one in four adults in the United States has a criminal.
In 2009, approximate number of people living in poverty in America, 45 million people. That is the largest increase in poverty rate since 1959. And it's only since 1959 because that's the first year we started keeping numbers. And then, if you compare us to the rest of the world, among developed nations, we are the third worst. You know conservatives, Republicans are always like, oh, America number one, America number one. No, we're not number one. We're third worst in poverty. And how about the number of Americans on food stamps? I'm blown away by this number. 41 million Americans are on food stamps. That's so large, I can't even comprehend it. One out of every six Americans is now being served by at least one government anti-poverty program. One out of six of us. More than 50 million Americans are on Medicaid. That's health care for people who can't afford it. 50 million, okay? You want more? One out of every seven mortgages in the country is underwater, okay? Delinquent or in foreclosure. That's gigantic! And that's why all those banks are still insolvent. They're using accounting tricks. One out of seven of their loans are garbage, okay? They're already in foreclosure or in delinquency. All right, you want more? Let's continue. Nearly 10 million Americans now receive unemployment insurance, which is almost four times as many as we're receiving in.
We spent an astounding $698 billion on our military last year. You know how much of an increase that is over the last decade? An 81% increase. What's going on? Are we about to be invaded by the Soviet Union or Red China or Canada? Why are we increasing our defense spending so much at a time when we are told we have to do draconian cuts here at home when we have tremendous unemployment? In the middle of 8.8% unemployment, we're cutting people's food stamps, we're cutting Medicare, we're cutting Medicaid. The president is agreeing to half these cuts. You know, we're going after all these incredibly important programs, but we're increasing defense spending. And by the way, yes, in the Republican plan, where they say, wow, we got to cut this, cut everything to the bone. They increase defense spending. Absurd. Have we not increased it enough? We spend six times more than our next closest competitor, China. Six times more. Would we really be in a lot of trouble if we just spent five times more than China? Overall, U.S. defense spending is 42.8% of defense spending for the whole world. So basically, we nearly double the rest of the world in how much we spend. Nearly half of the military spending in the entire planet is by us. Have we not spent enough?